University of Texas at Arlington, political science professor, and Democrats take House pushing massive government expansion, taxes, freebies, and I'll tell you, the party is lurching to the left. In fact, he says in a note, the embrace is a massive government expansion that would make FDR look like a penny pincher. Okay. Professor, it's great to have you back again.
Thank you, sir. It's good to hear your voice. I'm building a wall in my living room. And I'm putting tear gas on it, too.
Why?
My partner...
family members coming over.
My partner wasn't here when you were with me last time, but I know that you have met him, and Paul is right next to me, and... he is here to say hello.
Well,
Paul.
Professor, good morning. And boy, I tell you, they didn't waste any time yesterday, the Democrats. You have Nancy Pelosi pounding her fist saying there will be no wall. And then you have, I don't know whether you saw the quote from Rashida Tlaib.
I did.
This is a woman now who is a sitting member of Congress.
Can you imagine?
We're going to impeach the MF-er. And she used the word, boy, I tell you, Professor, buy the popcorn, because the next 2 years is going to be, it's going to be quite a sight, isn't it?
She's described, I believe, as a Palestinian American, which is fine, of course, but the language that is used, if they want to gain support in the United States for a certain cause, that's not the way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We beat up on President Trump all the time for his language and his lack of civility, but the other side has a lot to answer for as well. And I'm talking about also a lot of Hollywood people. The Golden Globes, I think, is coming up
mm-hmm.
soon. I'm just ready for that. They ought to call it the political globe or something like that.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, Professor, with the next year or so, listen, they are going to obviously go at this guy on all sides.
Absolutely. The lack of civility goes all the way down to my students. My students use that kind of language.
Yeah.
If they want a role model, they have to be a role model as well.
You know something, Professor, with all of this, okay, when they go after Trump, and they've been doing it ever since he was elected, because they never dreamed that he would ever be ever be president. However, he doesn't really give him any serious thought. The way he acts,
he doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't
You're
care.
Absolutely right, Dan.
It's amazing the scene that is going on. But everybody has to lift up a little bit to become a little bit more civil.
Mm-hmm.
In talking about how the Congress is going to lurch to the left, and it really is, I don't know if they even know what the word socialism really means or what these issues are. I talk to people every day, and I begin to understand they have no idea what communism, socialism, fascism, Nazism really is all about, although they bandy those terms around a lot. I tell my students, if you want to see socialism in action, go to Venezuela, and the majority of them don't even know what I'm talking about. I don't know what's going on in our public schools, but not much.
Professor, how do you think this whole shutdown and this wall thing, you know, is going to play out? Now I'm reading where they may resurrect that deal that Trump offered last year, which I thought, frankly, the Democrats were crazy not to take, where
right.
he said, give me a wall and I will legalize these 2 million kids under DACA. And I thought last year for the Democrats not to take that, they were out of their flipping minds.
Well, they want to make the wall a big, big issue, and they're doing that. And just the phrase government shutdown strikes fear into the hearts of many people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to see anybody out of work, but a government shutdown is not unusual. We've had many government shutdowns in the past 45 or 50 years, both under Democratic and Republican administrations.
Absolutely, and so we have this coming up, and now, you know, you also have the specter of the Mueller report here, and
right.
and you know, Brad and I were chatting about this, Professor. You know, they really don't have to prove anything here, right?
No,
as far
don't.
As the Democrats, they just want to keep this cloud over the president.
Also, the president has some information, which is now classified, but he can declassify them, that might really change the whole course of this debate. And I don't know when or if he's going to declassify that information or not, but it'll be interesting to know what it is when it finally comes out. He's probably waiting to see what the Mueller report is going to be. Mm-hmm. Then, if he needs to, he'll unleash that information.
You really think...
Yeah, there's now, a Paul, rumor. There's Paul, a rumor, yeah.
Paul, you mentioned that last
week,
a rumor.
Now, and some of this is rumor, Professor Wright, to be international stuff, and also, though, some settlements that may have been paid on sexual harassment cases by Democrats, correct?
Oh, in fact, we know that it has come out, probably Democrats and Republicans alike, that Congress, I think, had a slush fund to pay off people to keep them quiet. With our taxpayer money,
yeah.
Isn't that outrageous?
Isn't that amazing?
Think about that kind of stuff. It's just outrageous. But it goes on. One interesting quote to end on, Alexandra Pelosi, I'm sure you've heard this.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we heard that quote. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
that quote.
What a great quote. That is the quote of the year.
She'll cut your head off and you won't even know she's bleeding.
She's talking about her mother.
That's a great way to talk about your mother, isn't it?
My mother will cut your head off and you won't even know you're bleeding. What a deal. I wonder what life was like.
Yeah,
it's going to be wonderful to see her and Trump together.
That's right.
We're growing up.
Oh, man. Hey, Professor Alan Sachs, thank you so much for joining us again. We'll have you on.
It's wonderful to talk to you both.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Thanks. Great. Professor Alan Sachs there. Yeah.
Paul, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, you really I believe this is going to be a wild West show.
You have no idea. Oh, my God.